This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. I hope you love me because I love you guys. I really do. This is my 10th year in radio. I really love you guys. If I didn't have you guys listening, I wouldn't be here. You know, I know I make fun of, you know, my show and, you know, I say there's only five people listening, but I know you guys are out there. I get, you know, emails from Thailand, from Canada, from Afghanistan, from Israel, from Canada, from Mexico, and then from all over the United States. And I think you guys are really, really awesome. You know, sometimes I try to be so humble that I forget to, you know, acknowledge that you guys are really, really out there listening, and I know you are, and I really thank Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and, you know, Daniel and Jason and Brad and everybody over there, and Lee, John, you know, for making this work. Adam, I really, really appreciate you guys, because and it's really a blessing to be able to be on air and you know, have a job that I love. And, okay, so why am I getting all mushy? Well, this email kind of bothers me a little bit. She writes, Doctor, I need some advice. I'm new to a company, and the women in the office are very cold, purposely being curt with me, and I feel they want me to quit. She goes, I need my job. I have a family of five, and my husband's job is not stable either. Need advice, please. There's a lot of corporations out there and institutions where it's just toxic. And it's not just the boss, it's the coworkers. You may have a great boss. I mean, there are some of you guys that are blessed to have a great boss. But then you have crappy coworkers. Or you could have the most amazing coworkers, but a crappy boss. Or you could have a great boss, great coworkers, but the company is run like crap. Or you could have customers that beat up on you, you know, emotionally and verbally and all that. So the first thing we need to realize is this idea that you have a job that you will love 100% is a fantasy, okay? I love radio. I love it. You know, it's phenomenal. It doesn't pay all the bills. Okay. So that's where it's not 100%. But I love it. I get to work with great people. Listeners are great. Sometimes listeners yell at me, you know, but that's okay. Sometimes I get a nasty email. Obamacare does not suck. Yeah, it does. Obamacare sucks. Thank you. Okay. And a discussion there. Right. But the idea that, you know, what is it if you're make your vocation your vacation. Is that what Mark Twain said? Sorry to misquote. You know, people hear that and they're like, I want to love my job so much that I feel like I'm on vacation. I mean, there are a few jobs out there. They may not be perfect because people may not complain. You know, I mean, traveling around the world and eating food, you know, and going, what was that, Bourdain? And he ends up committing suicide. Some of the most, these jobs that just look like the most amazing jobs apparently aren't not because people have issues. Britney Spears has just had to have some, from what we understand, some treatment because she was, you know, going through some emotional stuff. She's Britney Spears. She gets to perform on a Las Vegas stage. People get to listen to her songs. Oops, I did it again. People sing her songs off key like I do all the time. My loneliness is killing me. I sing her songs off-key all the time. You know how flattering that'd be if somebody would sing my songs off-key? Doesn't matter. So everybody suffers in one way or another. So first, let's bring down the idea of you're going to love your job. Okay? All right? It would be nice, too. But if you got mouths to feed, okay, we can't be picky. But now, what happens when you are the new girl in the office or the new guy? And they want to push you out. You have to last longer. You just have to outlast them. And now, there's ways to roll. But you don't want to roll by joining the sorority or joining the fraternity if they're evil. If they, you know, some jobs, People will look for alliances. And so you'll be new, and then everybody will want you to be their friend, and then you find out you picked the wrong side. The problem is if you're a loner, you can stand out too, and then you have all sides on you. So the side you need to be on is your own and your job side. If your job is marketing, and you're in the marketing department, then the marketing department is your family. If your job is accounting, it's accounting. If your job is the kitchen, then it's the kitchen. I don't care if a waiter doesn't like you. You have to, in a way, have a little home, and you are going to need some colleagues. So what you need to do is try to be neutral, be Velcro, look like you like everybody, and don't give them anything to feed on. Now, later, I'll teach you guys, class 102, what to give people to feed on. People want scoop. People want, somebody's got to give a little something. And if you feel like they're going to hate you because you're not giving them something, you can give them something. And we'll talk about little things you could give them. Don't say you steal the stapler. Don't do something like that. But, if everybody's bitching about, complaining about work, right? And, complain about work. And, you don't look like you're complaining. You got to give them something you're complaining. Okay? So, what I always do? I complain about the toilet paper. I'm like, guys, I'm sorry, but I cannot stand, I feel like I'm getting a paper cut every time I use the toilet paper. We could talk about toilet paper. But if you don't want to talk about people and talk, crap about people and start getting into that toxic world, complain about something that doesn't make you toxic. Complain about the food. I love complaining about the food. So you can complain about food. You can complain about, gosh, there's no place to eat around here. If you have to look like you're spewing some negativity, there's some certain choice things you could do. But then if you feel like people want you out of a job, then you need to sit down with the person who hired you, or you need to sit down with your manager and say, look, I'm here for you. I'm here for the company. I'm here for the job. What do you suggest about I want my coworkers to like me, but I don't know if I'm going to win them over if I don't join in on some of the things that, they want me to join in on. And sometimes you are going to have to look like teacher's pet. And then if it really gets bad, you're going to have to find a new job. It's just not worth it. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a lot of us don't like insurance companies, right? Gosh, insurance companies drive me crazy. I mean, I know we need them. It's like lawyers. You know, everybody says, oh, I don't like lawyers, but then you need them. And when you need him, like, oh, thank God for my lawyer, you know? Well, that, yeah, same thing with insurance companies. But I got to tell you, sometimes insurance companies can do some good. They get data. I mean, you don't want them reading your data, but they have data. And they have a lot of data. And they have diagnoses, prescriptions written, tests run. And so they could deduce from that, all that, those data sets, what trends are happening in certain age groups. Because it's all computer now. If I put a diabetes code in there, I mean, the old ICD-9 code is like 250.00, and then depending on type of diabetes. Now I forget what the new ICD-10 code is. Which, by, can I just say that was so stupid? They changed the whole code system such that if you had a whole bunch memorized, 401.0 or 401.1 for high blood pressure, now no, it's like J10. What? Why did they do that? Why? Don't make us doctors learn anything more. But now, if you have a J10 or a K64 or whatever code in there, they can then pull out and find out which demographic, which race, men, women, age, seem to get those diagnoses more. So we have some data here, and a big headline is millennials appear to be less healthy than Generation Xers. And they think it may be due to mental illness. This is according to a Blue Cross report. And mind you, I have some theories as to what's going on here, okay? But I'm a Generation X. Generation X are those of us born in the 70s and 80s, maybe late 60s to 85, I think. That's Generation X. Then Generation Y, the millennials, were like born in the 90s. And then Generation Z was born after 2000. So my sons are Generation Z. Generation Y's, well, that doesn't make sense. Now, I think Generation Y, some of them were born in the late 80s also. I have to double-check the cutoff. It's different per what report. But I'm technically a Generation X. I like to think I'm a millennial, but I'm just a little too old for that. And they say millennials are less healthy than my generation. And there's a chance that we may be less healthy than the baby boomers. The baby boomers come before me. And this study's coming out of Philadelphia. And according to the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, it's driven by mental illness, substance use disorders, endocrine conditions like diabetes, according to a report. And for those of you who go, I don't want to hear any more about millennials, okay, you know, I'm not even in that age group, you better listen. Because if the millennials are the ones that are going to take care of us later, if they're the ones that are going to be on the Medicare for All with us, it does matter. And I have a lot of friends who are millennials, so to me it matters personally, but, you know, economically, this matters. So the report was part of the Association's Health of America series. It's published more than 25 studies. It's the first to focus exclusively on millennials, who were 21 to 36 years old in 2017, when the data was collected. So, yeah, so, like, born between 96 and, yeah, all right. So analysts use insurance claims from 55 million millennials to determine the health index of the population. A score of 100% represents optimal health. Conditions that negatively impact quality of life or lifespan will decrease that score. Although most millennials are relatively healthy, the report found that those 34 to 36 years old had a higher prevalence rates for nearly all the top 10 conditions that members of Generation X had when they were in the same age range. So Generation Xers are born between 65 and 80. Okay, I get it. So, if you're born in the 70s, late 60s, you're a Generation Xer. So now you know how old I am. So, what are the top 10 health conditions affecting millennials? And we're talking, remember, millennials are young. From 2014 to 2017, the top 10 conditions, number one was depression. Depression. Number two was hyperactivity. Number three was other endocrine conditions besides diabetes. So that could be thyroid. We're diagnosing thyroid a lot sooner now. Hypertension, high blood pressure. 16% of our millennials are young people. I know some of you guys are like, wait, a third of our population is supposed to have diabetes and high blood pressure. No. We're the third of our overall population, but we're talking about the young ones here. We're talking about millennials. 16% have high blood pressure. 15% psychotic conditions. 15% of millennials, per this insurance data, have a psychotic condition. 12% diabetes, 10% substance use disorder, so they're saying 1 out of 10 abuses substances. Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, 10%. That's not supposed to be that common, Crohn's disease. 1 out of every 10 should not have Crohn's. Tobacco use disorder dropped to 7%. Alcohol use disorder, only 1%. But here's the thing. How many people are telling their doctor who's inputting it on a computer that could be holding the material for a lifetime, how many of them are really going to admit alcohol or tobacco? Usually we go, do you smoke now? Do you drink now? So those numbers could be very underreported. But depression. And 31%, a third of our millennials are depressed. And this isn't the first time we heard this study. And mind you, how many people admit they're depressed? If you feel good when you go to the doctor, you're like, no, I'm good. So to have a diagnosis of depression, that means you must have gone in for a medication or for some sort of therapy for you to get a diagnosis of depression. How many people just kind of treat that themselves? You know, if I'm ever in a funk, I eat chocolate. It works. But I'm not going to go to a doctor and say I get depressed because I manage it and it goes away after some chocolate. Now, if it doesn't go away after some chocolate, you know, or I keep gaining weight, or I keep eating chocolate all the time, that's a problem. So, but major depression, where you are diagnosed, where you've had, you know, symptoms for a long time, and severe symptoms, 31%. They say the impact of these conditions start taking their toll as early as 27. But you might not see the sequelae of diabetes and high blood pressure by your 40s or 50s. So if we're already seeing hypertension and diabetes in these young kids, what the hell? They say millennials in Philadelphia, and again, this was Philadelphia Blue Cross data, were particularly hard hit by behavioral health conditions. They have a 14% greater negative impact here than as a nation as a whole. They say Philadelphia is the poorest major city in the country. Difficult economic conditions, so that could help, you know, occur. That could be a part of it. If people are going to college and then they can't find a job and now they're in debt, they're going to be depressed. If people aren't finding true love and they're in relationships and nobody's really committing and, you know, I just took care of a person whose husband cheated while she was pregnant. She had the baby. She needed some help with depression. And it's people have cheated on their pregnant wives before, but I mean, what if that's more prevalent now? They say a lot of people are living in a stressful environment here in Philly. They face economic uncertainty, lack of opportunities, impact of crime on their communities. And they say millennials may be more vulnerable to depression and anxiety due to a decrease in human contact driven by social media. It's true. When I'm around my friends and I'm together and we're talking, I feel good. Yeah, I feel good talking on the phone. Yeah, I feel good on Facebook. But it is nothing like being there and touching and hugging and smacking them upside the head. And a lot of us don't do that. We're busy. You know, we're on our computers. We have longer commutes. So our millennials may be in trouble. Now, what else is going on? Well, a lot of them don't smoke. Maybe, you know, if a lot of them aren't smoking, maybe then they're eating more. So that could be contributing to obesity. It could be contributing to high blood pressure. It could be contributing to diabetes. And if they're eating more, depression. I don't want them to smoke. But if the Generation Xers were smokers and the baby boomers were smokers when they were younger, there could be a difference. But there's just a lot of expectations now. When I see my friends looking all good, like they have cosmetic surgery when they didn't, and I go, well, I got to post a picture too. It puts this undue pressure on that you know, millennials now have. But I got to tell you, though, the millennials, they really know how to take pictures. I see what my students are posting on Instagram, and, I mean, they have sunsets, and they have great poses. They can, like, model. So millennials, they know how to take a picture. They really do. If you ever need a good picture taken of you, ask a millennial. But we really got to help them out. That's a lot of stuff they're going through. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Home. makers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I say it's enough. Get back to infrastructure. Get back to cutting taxes. Get back to lowering drug prices. That's what, really, that's what we should be doing.
President Trump's comments earlier today as he says enough is enough regarding the subpoenas and asks the Democrats to get back to work. The President and First Lady will be down in Georgia delivering remarks at the Prescription Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit. The FBI is assisting in the investigation into a driver deliberately driving into pedestrians in Northern California. Eight people are recovering from injuries after police in Sunnyvale say a driver plowed into them while they were waiting to cross the street last night.
We do have preliminary witness statements that the car was accelerating, and based upon just what's on scene, it looks like that he didn't try to brake at all.
That's Public Safety Captain Jim Choi, and the driver is in custody. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, they say kids under 2 years old should never be allowed to watch any screens. We're talking no cell phone, no iPad, no TV, no Baby Einstein, no Teletubbies, no whatever they watch. Kids under two, no more TV. No screens. That's from the World Health Organization. It's released its first ever guidelines to parents to try and combat childhood obesity. They say the first ever global guidance on physical activity and sleep for young children recommends zero screen time for little tots. Experts say for those aged 2 and 4, then the maximum daily limit should just be 1 hour. The less, the better. They claim limiting smartphone use and computers will help boost brain development and physical skills and slash obesity risk. Kids should instead be encouraged to run around, play, and read stories with adults. And you want to know what? I agree. I really agree with that, people. You know, we talked about how I think humans are later going to become extinct. We're not as physically fit as we were. We don't interact with each other as much. And, you know, because we're busy and we're lazier, we give these kids these iPads to play with. Their brains aren't developed for that. Their brains are developed, you know, to grab a fruit from a tree or to play with an earthworm or to throw a rock. That's what they're designed to do, to wrestle and roll around with their brothers and sisters. Now, UK researchers, according to The Sun, says this advice is based on flimsy evidence. The report says the parents of over ones should ensure, like over kids over 1 year old, should ensure that their children get a minimum of 3 hours of exercise. At least 60 minutes of this activity should be vigorous. Football, swimming, dancing. I'm not going to have my 1.5 year old play football. Youngsters should also not spend periods of longer than an hour in car seats, high chairs, carriers, pack and plays, according to the guidelines. Now, World Health Organization experts admit the strict limits may be hard for busy parents to enforce, but said the benefits outweigh any potential harm. So, what is it? Well, we don't want the kids to sit. We have this anti-sit attitude right now, which I think we need to start projecting onto our kids. If your kid is just sitting there, get them up. Get them moving. Physical inactivity has been identified as a leading risk factor for global mortality and a contributor to the rise in overweight and obesity. Sedentary behaviors, whether riding motorized transport, they say, or walking or cycling, sitting at a desk at school, watching TV, or playing inactive screen-based games are increasingly prevalent and associated with poor health outcomes. So we talked about this yesterday. We talked about how us grown-ups. I mean, if we're at a computer at our job every day, we need to get up. We need to get a stand-up desk. We need to walk around. Every hour, we need to get up and stretch. But we need to move. On our break, we need to walk around for 10, 15 minutes. But we need to move. You know, we were talking about hyperactivity and attention deficit. And with hyperactivity, it looks like you can be hyperactive if you're fidgeting at your desk. I don't fidget at my desk. I do leg exercises at my desk. Okay? I Kegel. I suck in my stomach. If I have to sit for a long period of time, like doing a radio show, like right now, I'm sucking in my stomach. Sometimes I can't breathe when I suck in my stomach. But, I mean, I'll suck in my stomach, so I'll be at least moving some muscles. I can't just sit. Not because I can't mentally. It's I just feel like I need to move, you know, and exercise. Now, I could sit through a movie, and I could cuddle up with a blankie, and I could do all that. But, you know, if I have to sit at a computer, I'm going to tap my legs. I'm going to do some knee exercises. I'm going to suck in my tummy, or I'll Kegel. I'll just do something to keep moving some muscles. So our kids, let's be honest here, okay? With my kids, I let them watch Baby Einstein. And there was Baby Mozart, and I think Baby Bach, and it was really cool because it introduced them to classical music. And still to this day, my kids are like, I love that song. So my kids recognize classical music. And I remember them as a baby just watching it, but I would limit it. I'd let them only see one video. But it was great because I could get stuff done. But here's the problem. Why can't you get stuff done? What does your kid want? Well, the baby wants to be held. The baby wants you to go goo goo gaga. I don't care about the studies of baby talk. Goo goo gaga is perfectly, I love baby talk. I'm going to take a sushi. I love baby talk. And baby talk's important. Let me tell you about baby talk. My kids, they know my range of voices. I have an accent. It comes out when I'm really mad or if I'm playful. And if I baby talk, the accent comes out. And so if my kids hear the accent, they have to decide if it's a playful accent or if I'm really, really mad. And they could usually determine because of my face and, you know, the windows are shattering when I screech. But I don't really get mad at them that often, you know. I mean, if I do, it's like, you know, what? And, you know, there's a couple cuss words in it. So then there's that, it doesn't matter what accent. You can totally understand that very well. But kids pick up on your inflection. So as soon as I lower my voice, they know I mean business. As soon as I go, ah, little baby, could you go? They know it's fun time. And I can make them smile as babies. But when a kid is sitting there in the playpen and complaining, it's because they want to get out. They want to move. They want to do stuff. I understand it's not convenient for you as a parent. I get that. I mean, I was a doctor. I brought my kids to work. I had somebody watch a kid in the back room so I could see patients. I did the daycare thing for a little bit until I had an office big enough to bring my kid. But the kid wants mommy. The kid wants daddy. The kid wants to play with others. And so I'm one of the parents that have no problem admitting that I like daycare. I think, you know, daycares and pre-K is phenomenal because they play. They play with others. You know, in caveman days, when you had to hunt and gather, there would be one mom who would watch the kids. I mean, just because you had a baby didn't mean you didn't have to work. You still had to work. So the women still had to hunt for food. They still had to, you know, gather and things like that. So there would be one, usually somebody older, that would then watch the kids. You'd leave the babies, and then you would go and do your thing, and then you come back. So the concept of leaving your kids to get some work done, or you would bring the kid with you, isn't that foreign? You know? Now, the problem is, you know, bringing your kid to work, if you've got to be on a computer and the kid notices you spend more attention time with the computer than them, they're going to then want to spend time with the computer. So that it's a little tricky in this day and age. But the concept of having somebody watch your kids is not that foreign, because if you have to get things done, ideally, it'd be great if you were the one watching the kids and raising the kids and, you know. But even a lot of the moms I know, the stay-home moms, God bless them, they still do mommy and me's. They still do kids jamboree or whatever, and they still take the kids to be with other kids. It's really important to have kids around other kids because that's when they learn mimicry. They learn, they get exposed to other pathogens, which will boost their immune system. We don't want them immune to bad stuff. But, you know, they can't just be in their own microbiome all the time. They can't be bubbled all the time. And, you know, they learn how to communicate. And they learn dominance. They learn leadership. They learn, you know. One of my kids was in preschool. I think it was preschool. And he was barking orders to everybody. And I was like, oh, my gosh, will you stop it, stop it. You know, don't do that. I don't want people to, you know. And another mom turns to me and goes, oh, no, let him, let him. That's how future leaders are going to be. Let him practice leading. I'm like, yeah, but, you know, he's going to, you know, people may not like him too much. But I heard what he was doing. He wasn't being a jerk. He was, you know, he took on a role. He found his role in that little community of kids. So it was pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. So, yeah. Get the kids off the TV. Figure out ways where the kids could be active, and it may have to include a daycare. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So really quickly here, let me give you the latest on Ebola. So we have about 639 people already that have died from Ebola in this latest outbreak since August. Thank God not hitting the 11,000 numbers that we had in the years 2014 to 2016, but it is still considered the second largest, deadliest Ebola outbreak, as previous ones throughout the decades were like in the 200s. So 639 people have died. We have confirmed cases exceeding over 1,000. Now, there was an attack last week where a doctor died. And containing this Ebola outbreak is going to be a lot more difficult and challenging than the previous Ebola outbreaks because we have these armed insurgents that are attacking Ebola treatment centers. Well, to make matters worse, apparently the doctors at the Ebola epicenter in Congo are now threatening to strike. This is in Butembo. Doctors at the epicenter, according to Yahoo News, are threatening to go on strike indefinitely if healthcare workers are attacked again. They have a right. I mean, it's really, you're already putting your life at risk trying to help people with Ebola. You don't also need to be shot at or, you know, your place set on fire or bombed. So this march on Wednesday comes after a Cameroon national was working for the World Health Organization, was killed last week on assignment in eastern Congo. Dr. Kalima Ninazu says he wants residents to know that the doctors and other medical staff are in eastern Congo to help fight the current Ebola outbreak. He urged government authorities to provide greater security for the Ebola response. Amen. Now, eastern Congo is highly volatile. A lot of armed groups are there. There's a lot of mistrust of government authorities. That's also complicated efforts. And some residents are falsely accusing foreigners of bringing Ebola to the area. Now, on top of that, we're being told by AP Network News that many in eastern Congo don't even think Ebola is real. One out of every four people, 25% of them, don't think it's real. Now, remember, a lot of people in Africa may not have the internet access that we do. They may not be Googling or getting text alerts on their iPhone. So when you have a lot of modernization come in, and a lot of hoopla, and then you hear that your country is going to be kind of quarantined off and people aren't going to be able to travel there and all that, you start to, you know, get a little frustrated and you start to get mad. And the funny thing is they're not all entirely wrong. Okay, they're wrong about it not being real. It's real. Ebola is real. But when there were a couple cases in one country in West Africa, the world acted like the whole entire continent is Ebola infested. Okay, Africa is huge. It's, what, twice the size of North America? Or maybe it's equal to North America if we include Canada? So Africa is huge. So if there was an outbreak, and mind you, 11,000 people is a lot. We lost 80,000 people in the flu in America alone. And you don't see people going, no, I don't want to go to America because I'll get the flu. I get you. Ebola is a lot more vicious. I get that. A lot more deadly. But a lot of people in Africa, you know, I was really finding criticism with the, you know, news that would break throughout 2014 and 2016 saying, oh, the Ebola outbreak's over. It's all good. You know, everybody could resume trade and travel. And then all of a sudden more cases would be reported. And I'm like, okay, don't do that. You're going to jinx yourself. But they had to do that because their economy was hurting. If people don't realize that, you know, a community or, you know, certain countries are affected and they ignorantly think a whole entire continent is affected, that could really destroy an economy. That could destroy a lot of livelihoods, destroy a lot of jobs, destroy healthcare. So, you know, now we have one in four people going, they don't think Ebola is real. The survey was released last week, I think, and it found a deep mistrust of the Ebola response resulted in those people being 15 times less likely to seek medical treatment at an Ebola health center. Scary stuff. So the study was based on interviews conducted last fall. That was about a month after the outbreak began. And it was the first time the region had experienced an Ebola outbreak. So, because remember, now we're talking about the West Congo, or the East Congo, that's a little different than Sierra Leone and what we were dealing with in the other countries. So they say the outbreak response now is even more hindered when you tell people, look, if you have a fever, if you have these symptoms, come in, or get this vaccine. People may not want a vaccine. We have Americans that don't want to get injected with something. So you have villagers, you have people in their communities, in their cities, going, I feel fine. Don't be injecting anything into me. Can you blame them? They're scared. Their current government is a mess with this whole armed insurgents. How do they know it's not the bad guy telling them to get the shot? That's scary stuff. So not only do our, you know, does the World Health Organization and Doctors Without Borders and, you know, those of us out there helping need to worry about the people who are sick, but they have to do a mass education campaign. You know, if you got a fever, if you start to get a rash, if you start to bleed, you need to be seen. No, because I don't want to go there and get blown up. So, you know, there's a lot of fear, and I don't blame them for being fearful. But 25% think Ebola is not real. It is real. 45.9% thought the Ebola outbreak was being fabricated to destabilize the region or for financial gain. 18.2% believe in everything, that it's all a myth. So that's a problem. And if they can't get this contained, it will come to America. It will spread. 1-877-DOCTORALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. There was an insect that apparently, I don't know if she died. I need to double check. I'm having a little issue pulling up my news. But there was apparently the kissing bug. There's been a issue. Let me see if I can pull it up. I apologize. It's not pulling up for me. We got to talk about the kissing bug. That's some scary stuff. Let me see if I have it. I apologize. Boy, there's all this mumps and measles news. What about, I want the kissing bug. Hold on. Happened in Delaware. Here. There was a girl who was bit, I think she's alive, by the blood-sucking kissing bug. And the CDC has confirmed this. And it was back in July 2018. She was just sitting there watching TV in her bedroom. And this is Delaware. So we're not talking mosquito country. You know? And the family contacted the Delaware Division of Public Health and the Delaware Department of Agriculture to identify the bug. According to the CDC, the home where the girl was bit was an older home, but it was in a wooded area. And the window air conditioning unit was located in the bedroom where the bite occurred. So they think the insect was living there. And she was bit by Triatoma sanguisuga. Sangua is blood. So according to the CDC, kissing bugs are blood-sucking insects. They feed on animals and humans. And they like to bite faces. They're frequently found in Arizona. They are also known to spread Chagas disease. Now, Chagas disease is pretty scary. We actually screen blood now for Chagas disease, in addition to HIV and hepatitis. And they say anybody who has bitten by these bugs should be very conscious of any flu symptoms, high fevers, swelling over the eye. That's according to Don Gouge, an entomologist at the University of Arizona. The CDC estimates there are 300,000 cases of Chagas in the U.S. The family of the girl who was not bit had not traveled outside the country. So that means we have these pests here. 6 million people infected globally. So, place outdoor lights away from your homes, because they like light. Turn off the lights when not in use, and remove trash, wood, or whatever, because that's where they like to live. And yes, it can kill. 1-877-DOCTORALI.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.